The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Bitter cold spreads across North Texas.
And it's a rare winter storm for Southeast Texas this morning.
Our chief meteorologist, Dan Brunoff, is here. Danny, how much longer will this hang around? Burr, it's cold.
Yeah, we're going to stay below average until we get into Saturday as far as our temperatures go here. 57 is our average high, and it sits there for another 5-6 days, and we'll continue to warm up slowly into the springtime. But this has been a cold January, and that trend's going to continue all the way through the end of the week and into the weekend. We'll barely get to average on Saturday, and then we get colder again Sunday and Monday. Nothing like what we've been experiencing, but again, we're just in that pattern right now. And last storm we had, probably 10 days ago it's been?
Yep.
Was north of Interstate 20. It got worse towards the Red River. This storm is to the south of us, and it's prompted those winter storm warnings, winter weather advisories, and blizzard warnings along the Texas coast. But all the snow is gone from here, what little we did see late yesterday evening. Guys?
No snow, but plenty of cold, and you're definitely going to want to dress accordingly.
If you leave the house without your coat, that cold air hitting you in the face will remind you to go back and get it this morning. You need the big one today, but the key to keeping warm in this weather is layer. Experts say those layers need to be from moisture-wicking material and something like wool or cashmere or sweater as the insulating middle layer. And don't forget to protect exposed skin. You need mittens or gloves, a scarf, and a hat. Take it from this, Mom. Today is the day to choose your battle and make sure your kid takes off those shorts before they leave for school this morning. From the 24-Hour News Center, Georgia Alfreda's at News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Once again, people living at a North Dallas apartment complex say apartment management is shutting off their water during a January cold snap.
They sent an email yesterday out at 3:50 saying it would be off from 11 to 6 and it would continue through Wednesday.
That's longtime resident Megan Thompson, who tells NBC5 that management at the Saxony Apartments off Montfort is preemptively shutting off water to the entire complex to prevent broken pipes and flooding. They did the same thing last January, she says.
The embattled Texas power grid survived one winter storm this month. So far, it's holding up today.
We get briefed on this on a daily basis from ERCOT, and at this point, they're expecting sufficient power generation and plenty of reserves on hand for this event.
That's Seth Christensen with the Texas Division of Emergency Management, who says they've been coordinating with the state's power generators. They say there are no unexpected outages this week. It was nearly 4 years ago winter storm Uri plunged the state into darkness for days. Checking on the ERCOT grid right now, this morning, more than 8,700 megawatts of reserve power, of greater than needed power out there in Texas. So that's good news. Now more about that winter storm in Houston. Yeah, they could get inches of snow.
The forecast has already led to the closing of both Houston Hobby and Bush International Airports. Warming centers open across Southeast Texas. Houston Mayor John Whitmer calls the storm very serious and dangerous.
Houstonians can expect, based on the data, to wake up Tuesday morning to icy conditions, several inches of snow.
KHOU meteorologist Pat Calvin says to expect between 3 and 7 inches.
The biggest impact will be impossible or at least exceptionally dangerous travel across all of South Texas.
In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Plano Police Department says there are a number of reasons why its crime rate fell so much last year.
Crime rates dropped in every major category except one in Plano. Police say Plano's reputation for a tech-savvy city could be helping. For instance, Detective Alex Cole says residents and businesses across Plano have camera surveillance systems.
We also have this program where citizens can join our community camera program.
Big drops in burglary, robbery, and auto theft categories registered. The only thing that went up were aggravated assaults. From the 24-Hour News Center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
You ever go out to eat and they serve you hot sauce and you're like, oh my gosh, this hot sauce is way too hot.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, are you talking about spicy?
Yeah.
Or are you talking about...
Yeah, spicy, absolutely. A San Antonio woman is getting close to $3 million after she got burned by super hot barbecue sauce at a Bill barbecue Miller sauce. Barbecue restaurant in May of 2023. The waiter served Genesis Morita the sauce with her breakfast tacos. When it spilled on her, she got a second degree burn on her leg.
Oh, so it was both hot.
It's spicy hot and temperature hot. The restaurant's policy says the sauce is served at 165 degrees, But in this case, the sauce came out at 189 degrees.
Makes all the difference.
Wait, did they, like, how did they know
that? It spilled on her.
I know, but how did they measure that? It was 189.
I'm guessing they measured the pot. where it was cooking. But that is, you know, what's a hot tub? Like 106 degrees or something like that?
Couldn't you test skin or something like that and be like, here's skin at 189 degrees, here's skin at 165 degrees.
Who's going to volunteer for that experiment?
A cadaver.
Well, perhaps so, yes.
I've never had bubbly hot barbecue sauce.
Yeah,
That's weird.
I don't want piping hot barbecue sauce.
That is. I want hot barbecue meat and cool sauce.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Mavericks struggled to finish off the Hornets on MLK Jr. Day.
Amid a tough stretch since Christmas, the Mavs suffered a 110-105 road loss to the Charlotte Hornets, and head coach Jason Kidd addressed their play down the stretch postgame.
For whatever reason, we just didn't make the right plays. We got to do a better job of recognizing the situation, and so we talked about Kai needed to touch the ball. Unfortunately, we just didn't get the ball to him. Guys tried to make plays that just went the other way.
From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Tristan Ryan's News Radio 1080 KRLD.
News Radio 1080 KRLD. We are the station in DFW for market and business updates.
The argument is, and on DJT 2.0, you know, if you know the rules, you can play the game. We're still trying to figure out the rules. And this little twist that you just gave me about the 3 o'clock announcement today, a major announcement on infrastructure, that's going to have to figure into it too. Because if you're thinking infrastructure, you're probably thinking about a lot of spending and then who's going to be the beneficiary. And, you know, I mean, for example, it depends on what you're building, but maybe Caterpillar Tractor is going to be a big beneficiary. You know, that's a local company. So we'll have to see. Meanwhile, we've got a stock market that rallied pretty good last week, just to jog your memory. The Dow was up 1,500 points, 3.7%. The NASDAQ up 2.5%. The S&P up 2.9%. If we open right now, we'll be higher across the board. The Dow looks up 161. The NASDAQ up 117. The S&P average up 25 points. A fistful of good earnings reports responsible for some of that. 3M, which is a Dow stock, beat on the top and the bottom line. They raised their estimates overall, and that stock's trading higher. Charles Schwab, a local company, the latest financial to report some good numbers. Earnings about 10% better than expected. Revenues beat. And D.R. Horton, the nation's largest home builder, based right here in North Texas, just blew out earnings. $2.61, 24 cents better. They affirmed their outlook. They're buying back stock, and like I say, that stock is trading higher. Meanwhile, as we learn the new rules, energy prices are lower. Drill, baby, drill probably means lower prices. If we do find all that stuff and there's a glut, crude's down $1.95. That's a 2.5% drop back to $75.44. Gold's down $9.40, $27.39.30. Interest rates are easing again, which is certainly helping the stock market cause. The 10-year rate down to 4.57%. And Bitcoin's been a tough one to try to figure out. We know it figures heavily in this incoming administration, but it's been way up and then it was back down. Right now it's up a little bit. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
New this morning, the World Health Organization is now asking President Trump to reconsider withdrawing. Yeah, the U.S. has pulled out of the World Health Organization. It's worth noting that the United States has contributed $1.28 billion annually to the World Health Organization, and our fees to the World Health Organization accounts for nearly a fifth of the WHO's budget, of the World Health Organization's budget.
Well, the Ohio State Buckeyes are national champions. Not the Buckeyes, but the Buckeyes, after defeating the Notre Dame Fighting Irish 34-23 in Atlanta. Ohio State quarterback Will Howard threw two scores.
When you get into big games like this, you know, whoever is able to, you know, have the poise and the noise and be able to overcome adversity, because it wasn't always pretty today. You know, it wasn't always perfect.
The poise and the noise. I like that.
Right.
The Irish led 7-0 before giving up 31 unanswered points. Riley Leonard, quarterback for Notre Dame.
Maybe I got relaxed a little bit and I can't let that happen, and I apologize.
The Irish falling short of their first national title since 1988.
By the Ohio State.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.